Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Chafei Men Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chavdal Mebeis. So it says the Mishnah Chomer B'Truma, Truma as a Chomer over Kachim, Shabi Yehuda, in the Yehuda region of Eretz Yisrael, the southern region, Neman and Altaris Yayin B'Shem and Kol Yemei Sashana. When it came to Kachim, so an Amaretz has believed that his wine or oil of Kachim, that it was tar all year round. All year round he had Nemanus. That was a Nemanus we gave in Amaretz because of Eva. We didn't want him not to like us and then build his own Bama. So we gave him Nemanus and even all year round. It was only during the wine pressing season and during the oil pressing season when everyone was Matira their Kalim. So that's when we gave in Amaretz Nemanus when it comes to Truma, but not all year round. Avru Agitais V'Abadim, once the pressing season was over, V'viu L'Chavir Shal Yayin, and Amaretz brought a chavir, a barrel of wine, or what, an oil, Shal Truma, of Truma, so then Lo Yikablena Mimenu, then the chavir is not allowed to take it from him, of a Manich L'Gas Haba, but the Amaretz is allowed to hold on to it until the next pressing season, and then he could give it to the chavir, even though we know when it's from, still have Nemanis about it at that point that it's tar. V'Mamar La Yifrash L'Seicha Revias Kaidesh, however, if he says about this barrel of Truma wine or oil that he has, or a vias of Kachim inside of it, so once we're believing him about the Kachim, so then Neman, he's Neman even with regards to Truma, because if we can't have it, that will take some of his oil, take some of his wine, put it onto Mizbeach, and then we'll call the rest of the barrel Tameh. That can't be, so therefore we'll give him Nemanis on the whole barrel. Kade Yayin Ukade Shemen, Hamadumais, when it comes to a barrel of wine or oil that has a mixture, right now we'll assume it means chulin and truma, so then Nemanin Aleim Bishas Hagitei Svabadim Vekoidim Legitei Shivim Yayim. He's believed during the pressing season and even before the pressing season for 70 days, because that's when people start being Matar their Kalim. We'll see more about this case in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, we said that in Yehuda, and Amaretz is believed about this Kachim all year round. So the Gemara's Medayik, Yehuda, enu begalulai, it's mashma only in the Yehuda region, and not in the Galil region. And the question is my time, why not in Galil? So I'm Reish Lakish explained, Mebnesha Ritzua Shalkusim Afsekes Beinayan, because it was impossible to get Kachim from Galil to Yerushalayim, to the base of Mikdash, which was in the Chelik of Yehuda. It was impossible to get it there without going through a strip of land that was lived in by Kusim. And Kusim have the status of Gayim, so it's Eretz Tumas, Eretz Amim. We suspect that maybe there's Mason buried all over. And in Mamela, there's no way to get Kachim to the Beis HaMikdash from Gala without it becoming Tameh. So ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? There is a way. Venesiv Bishita Tevu Migdal. Put it into a big box, into a big closet. Like that, it will be an aisle, and it will protect the Kachim from becoming Tameh. Says the Gemara, that doesn't work. Clearly, Hamani, Rebbe, it must be because the Tana of our mission is Rebbe, the Amar Ayol Zara Glav Shmei Ayol, an Ayol that's moving, does not have the din of an Ayol to protect the things inside from becoming Tamei Meis. The Tana, like we learned in the Braiso, HaNichnas Eretz Amim B'Shita Tevu Migdal, if a person goes into Eretz Amim inside one of these boxes or closets, Ayol Zaruk, so Rebbe Mitame, Rebbe says he's Tamei, Rebbe Yisrael Bar Yehuda Mitayer, but Rebbe says Tamei because Rebbe holds an Ayol Zaruk is not considered an Ayol. Says the Gemara, there's a different Eitzah. V'lai suhu b'kli chayres and mukaf samit pasul. Put the kachim inside of a kli chayres that's tightly sealed, and like that, it's matzil, that whatever's inside from becoming to a mace. Says the Gemara, Amar b'liyazer, shaynin in hektash nitzah b'tzamit pasul. And no, that Eitzah doesn't work because kachim doesn't have this, halacha of kli chayres and mukaf samit pasul. It's not, the kli chayres is not able to save kachim from becoming tamim. Ask the Gemara, really, is that true? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa. In Chatos Nitzalos B'Samit Pasil. That Chatos, the Afer, the ashes of the Paraduma is not able to be saved. My Lava Kodesh Nitzalos Mashma Chatos is not Nitzal, but Kachim is. Says the Gemara, Loi, that's not the Diak to make. It's Hamayim She'ena Mugdash Nitzal B'Samit Pasil. Chatos, the ashes with the water and everything mixed together is not saved. But the water that you're bringing to then go ahead and mix with the ashes, even though it's going to be used for the Chatos, that is able to be saved by the Kli Chayres. It's only once it's mixed together, that's when it's not Nitzel. But really, Kachim is also not Nitzel in the Kli Chayres. I asked the Gemara, how could it be that there's no Eitzah? V'ha'amar Ula told us, Chavraya Medakam Begalila, that his friends would be careful that their wine and their oil should be in, they lived in Galil, they would be careful that it would remain tar so that they could bring it to the base of Mikdash. So clearly, I don't know what the Eitzah is, but clearly there is a way to bring it to Yerushalayim because they were careful to keep their wine and their oil tar to bring it to the base of Mikdash. So says the Gemara, no, really there's no way. So why were they careful about this? Because Manichin, they would put it to the side, Uchshiyavel Yo Vitareno, and and Eliyahu Navi will come, and Mirza Hashem soon, and he'll show us a way to get to Yerushalayim that you don't have to go through any Mesim. And so that's why they made sure to keep it tar, because they were anticipating Eliyahu Navi's arrival, and he'll show us how to bring it there, but not that we actually have a way to do it now that we know of, and that's why in Galil, Namaharis is not Neman for Kachem. We said when it comes to Truma, and Amaretz only has Nemanas during the pressing season. As to the Gemara Ramini, really Amaretz has Nemanas, but we learned in the Braisa, Hagoymer Zesav, and Amaretz who's coming to finish his olives, so now they're going to be Mekabel Tuma. So Yeshayer Kupa Achas Yitnenela Anikayin. So he should, when he takes up Shuas and Maiseris, he should do that before he finishes his olives. He should leave over a basket, a bucket, a box of olives that are not Nigmar, so it's not Mekabel Tuma yet, and he should give it to an Anikayin. So you see, he does not have Nemanis. If he had Nemanis, let him finish it. And anyways, during the pressing season, he's believed that they're tar. So Amr Rav Nachman, like Kasher, Rav Nachman said, it's an astira, ha b'charfi ha ba'afli. Our Mishnah is talking about when his olives finish during the regular season. Ba'afli, he's there early, when the season is starting, so then he has Nemanis. This Braisa, which is Mashma, that he does not have Nemanis, that's talking about b'charfi, that's talking about that his olives finish late in the season. It's when most people already finish pressing their olives, that's when he does not have Nemanis anymore. So Amr Li Rav Adabar Ava said to Rav Nachman, Kegoin Mai, what's considered late? So he said back, Ka'ois and Shabbos Avicha, like the olives that your father produces, those are considered late. Rav Yosef says a different answer to the stira, that big alila shanu, the braisa which is mashma, that the Amaretz does not have nemanis, that's talking about in Galil. In Galil, the Amaratzim were more lax in Tumah V'Tara, perhaps because they lived right next to the Ritzua Shalkusim, or in general, they didn't have kachim that was tar, so therefore they would just make about everything. So that's where we say that an Amaretz does not have nemanis on the Tahara of his Truma, even during the pressing season. However, Esve Abaye says, there's a Mefersh of braisa, not like you. The Raisa says, Aver Yardin v'Galil hare hink Yehuda, that Aver Yardin and Galil are exactly like Yehuda. Nemonin al yayin b'shasa yayin. They're nemon on wine during the wine pressing season. V'al ha-shemen b'sasha shemen, and on the oil during the oil pressing season. Avaloy al yayin b'sasha shemen, v'loy al ha-shemen b'shasa yayin. They're just not believed on the oil during the wine season, and on the wine during the oil season. But otherwise, they have nemonis during the pressing season. So, el mechvarta k'deshanina meikara, we have to go back to our first tarot, the Tarets of Rav Nachman, that is Habacharif Yabahafli.